with Jeff Wilkie from Denmark State Bank at the WPS Farm Show. First of all, you're seeing a lot of people here at the show.
Yeah, it looks like a very good turnout for today. A good steady crowd so far. So,
tell us a little bit about Denmark State Bank.
We've been in business for over 100 years. We are very committed to agriculture. Good part of our total loan portfolio is made up of agricultural credits in that. So we're very committed to the ag industry.
Are you seeing anything different this year, say with operating loans, difficulty getting them maybe?
I think overall the lenders or the creditors have tightened up their underwriting just because of the state of the ag industry and low commodity prices. It's impacted how creditors are really looking at the accounts, and cash flow is king, and if there's struggles with cash flow and that, there are some remedies that the bank could do to maybe restructure debt and that. But even some of the vendors that provide crop inputs and that, we've noticed that they're a little tighter on their underwriting too for those types of products. So
let's say you're the farm producer, it's going to be another tough year, but you're not going to get that operating loan so you can keep on going. What advice do you give to those farmers that are really at the end of a normal credit cycle and need different options?
One option is to consider the Farm Service Agency. They offer some direct loan programs that help assist in helping producers maybe cover those accounts payable that didn't get covered from the previous year, and stretching out amortizations on loans to give some payment relief, that type of thing. So that's certainly an option. Or just looking at, with the bank they work with, maybe doing a restructuring or to give some of that payment relief by stretching out some of the debt. Those are some things that we've been looking at. So, other alternatives is looking at the operation and the long-term viability of it, and whether or not, it makes sense to keep, in essence, funding losses. And that's a decision the producer has to make, and it's a tough one. But sometimes that has to be part of the conversation too.
What about with machinery? I would imagine when times get tough, machinery sales are tough as well. Is leasing an option that might help?
Yeah, it can be. A lot of times with leasing, you can get into equipment with the warranties, and usually the lease payments are lower than what you'd do if you had to finance that new piece of equipment. So it does give you that avenue. Plus, it gives you an opportunity to upgrade that equipment after the lease runs out. So leasing is an option that should be considered in some cases, especially if it's pieces of equipment where you don't want to make that big capital investment and have that piece of machinery, there's downtime with a lot of the tillage equipment or the harvesting equipment. Leasing is another option for maybe not having to make a big capital investment.
Tough question. Have you had to tell some people no this year?
Yeah, we have. But with that, we always try to give them some options to think about. Even though we wouldn't maybe be able to help them, maybe there's some options through Farm Service Agency or other avenues to at least give them some things to think about, even if we can't help them.
Any advice for the farmers?
Well, just watch your expenses. In these times when prices are low, try to be as efficient as you can. Find ways, even just go down your income and expense statement and look at each expense line item. And a little bit here and a little bit there, it starts to add up.